Gee, Pippi, I don't have your identification in front of me. Why don't you explain?
Sure.
You used to work somewhere, didn't you?
I'm a retired BART employee, retired BART station agent. But I just wanted to say to everybody, you're all spread out. Why don't you come on down a little bit closer? Come on down. And I know Harvey from, because he came to BART often. I worked at BART for 15 years, and in that 15, for 10 of those 15 years, I was a member of the Amalgamated, no, for 15, for the whole time I worked at BART, I was a member of the Amalgamated Transit Union, Local 1555. For 10 of those years, I was a shop steward, and from 1992 to the end of 1995, I was vice president of the Amalgamated Transit Union. And I was vice president at the time that Gerald Hall had been shot by Officer Fred Crabtree, and I knew Officer Fred Crabtree too. And I know, learned a lot about BART, and I learned a lot about BART, politics at BART. The shooting death of Officer Grant III was horrible and inexcusable. And I send my condolences to his family for what they have suffered because of that, and to all the other families that we've heard about today.
You came to expose experiences on racial profiling. Can you do that for us today?
You bet I will. But I want to emphasize, I was going to get to that. There's three points I wanted to make. I'm trying to...
Go ahead.
I'm trying to speak fast, but I want to emphasize that one thing I haven't heard about Oscar Grant, and that Oscar Grant was a union member. He was a member of the United Food and Commercial Workers. He was a butcher. Oscar Grant was a union brother, and he was my union brother. And for this, his union, again, the United Food and Commercial Workers, the Alameda Labor Council and the San Francisco Labor Council, and all the unions at BART should be part of a public campaign to guarantee the prosecution of Messerly for the crime that he committed, for the murder he committed, and that all the unions at BART should use their contractual rights and their connections to the Joint Unions Management and Safety Committees to undo racial profiling at BART. They have to try it as one step, but not limited there too. I don't mean to say that's the only thing they should be doing. Racial profiling absolutely, without a doubt, exists at BART. I'll give you three examples that show that. There was a court case in which a person by the name of Randall Allen sued BART because of racial profiling. Overwhelming evidence was presented in that court case that showed that racial profiling existed at BART, and because of that, Randall Allen won his court case against BART. Another example, BART police officer Dominici in court testified that no one identified Oscar Grant on the train as being involved in the fight that occurred, whatever level at which it occurred on that train. Officer Dominici pulled at random five people off that train, all people of color, mostly black. If that isn't an example of racial profiling, well, we don't know what else is. And then third thing I like to say, at the end of January, I read a statement about this, made a statement about opposing racial profiling and its existence at BART, and I made it to the BART board, to James Fang, to Radulovich, to all the other people on the elected members of the BART board. Remember that the BART board is elected. I made it to general manager Dorothy Duggar, who I know personally, to BART executive Paul Overseer, who I know personally, and to BART police chief Gary G. James Fang denied that there was any examples of racism at BART. There was other people that supported it, and there were some people on the BART board that criticized what had happened and said that racism is a cancer that exists at BART and that particularly young black men have to avoid it. Finally, Dorothy Duggar went as far as saying this, that BART had no policy of racial profiling. Okay, there was no policy of racial profiling at BART. She did not deny that a practice or existence of racial profiling at BART is real. Racial profiling is what led to this Officer Meshely and Perani and all these other cops, BART police, carrying out this murder that occurred. And I want to say, and it's something that I've been pissed off about since the murder of Gerald Hall. I was vice president of the union at the time, as I said before. Some of us in the union tried to take action in the union to oppose what had happened and to criticize what happened, but we didn't succeed. There's a lot of us still in the union that are trying to fight this, and someday. But DeAndre wanted me to talk about the experience of working on New Year's Eve at BART. It's the worst night of the whole year to work at BART. BART is crazy. People are packed on trains like tuna fish in a tin, and they're packed from Fruitvale, downtown Oakland, well, through West Oakland, through all of downtown San Francisco. If you go to Embarcadero BART station on a New Year's Eve, you're in a crazy house. The platforms are packed with people. The stations are packed with people. And the train after train after train, and they can't put enough people. They don't have enough people to drive enough trains. They don't have enough trains to carry all the people that come through there. It's a crazy time to work. Nobody at BART wants to work there on New Year's Eve. And in fact, it went so far as finally in 2001, we negotiated New Year's Eve as a holiday in order to get people extra pay, to get people to come into work, and for BART to have a way to force some people with lower seniority to put up with this crazy system at BART. So New Year's Eve at BART is crazy. There's also evidence and reports that exist that those cops that were at Fruitvale BART station were on steroids. So not only, so roid rage was there in full effect, and it's crazy. Yeah, I'm just gonna conclude at this point and answer any questions that you might have. Whatever privileges we have in this society, we have to use them for something important, and that is to organize the working class and the oppressed of this society to change it, to get rid of capitalism, and we have to do that through building a mass movement of working class and oppressed people to change the society. And those of us that are here today, we're not quite yet a mass movement, but we need to start carrying the message to people about what happened in this situation, and that it needs to be changed, and that it can be changed, and more because of what's happening with the economy and what's happening politically around the world. because of the economy and the damn war in Iraq that we're carrying out, we need to carry, we can, and people are willing to listen, and more open than ever to listening, if we say it, to change the society. Thank you.
Thanks. And listen, we've got two more witnesses. People, this is really important information. Everything that's being said is being recorded. It's going to be broadcast. It's going to be used for future coverage and revolution on flashpoints and so on. And I just want to mention that Gene had some very powerful statistics he provided us about the number of percentage of African Americans among the numbers arrested on BART from 1996 to 2000, nearly 60%. And I do have to just say the other thing, you know, our youth today are told to make responsible decisions. Well, you know what? Oscar Grant made a very responsible decision, and all his friends did on New Year's Eve. They took part, yes. It might be a madhouse, but they weren't out there driving. They weren't out there in their car with all the madmen who were out there drinking, so on. They made a responsible decision. And look what happened. Look what happened. Even under this system, even if you try to do the right thing, even if you try and you do the right thing, under this system, your life can still be taken. And that's just another reason that we need an entirely different world.
I wanted to comment on that, on the BART train thing too. Is it looked for me from all the videos and stuff that the people on the BART train weren't the maddest. The people on the BART train were very civilized. In fact, when they saw wrongdoing going on, each of them, you know, they were calling out, people were grabbing their cell phones, people were videoing it and stuff like that. The only thing uncivilized that happened that evening was, you know, the unprovoked assault by the gang of police, and I think we need to be certain of that. People have testified tonight that, you know, sometimes the police just come and grab somebody because they're a youth, but other times, people are in a state of distress and need help, and but the police come and they do something completely different. I would like to ask Misha Irizarry to come.